Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Eagles came back and put some points, some late points on the board. It was never really competitive from that point on. So they lose. The Raiders 33, the Eagles 22.
All right, welcome in, Dom Giordano Show. Another tough week here, but to break it all down, make some sense of it. Mr. Ray Dininger back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ray, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dom. How are you doing?
Very well. Why the tone yesterday, I didn't happen to see the post-game show, particularly with Seth Joyner, I can imagine yesterday, seemed to be very, very negative, particularly toward the coaching staff. How about you?
Well, Seth, yeah, certainly was. It's a very, very good description. He was pretty agitated throughout the game, as we all were, as I think all the viewers were. It was really a sorry performance on the part of the players and the coaching staff and the whole organization. It was, you know, people look at the score and they say, you know, 33-22. Oh, it's not that one-sided. Yeah, it was. I mean, the game was over in the third quarter, and this is becoming a pattern now. I mean, it was the Buccaneers game, the last home game, was basically over at halftime. You know, and the Eagles put up some numbers in the fourth quarter when it was, you know, to use the NBA term, garbage time. And the same thing yesterday. When the game was sort of there to be competed in the first half, the Eagles were never even in it. And, you know, the feeling that I got was from the second quarter through the third quarter, the Eagles, the best way of putting it is they never want to play. I mean, every single ball, everything snapped, whether they had the ball or the Raiders had the ball, they won the play. The Raiders won the play. They did anything they wanted to do offensively. They ran it when they wanted to run it. Derek Carr could complete any pass he wanted to throw. And the Eagles couldn't get anything accomplished. You know, once they got away from the running game and they started trying to throw it, Jalen Hurts just kept getting worse and worse. And the coaching staff went right down with him. So it was a very, very frustrating day. I mean, I know there were thousands and thousands of Eagles fans that made the trip out there to Las Vegas to spend the weekend and see the game. And they were cheering loud. Early in the game, it sounded like a home game. But by the second half, they got pretty quiet. And I think in the fourth quarter, they sort of drifted off and headed for the Strip and hoping they could have better luck out there.
Well, Fletcher Cox now, Ray, I wouldn't say it's a revolt or anything, talking again about he's not here to just play screens or whatever. He's supposed to advance toward the quarterback. I think that the guy most under fire is the defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah, I think so. Nick Sirianni ultimately is the head coach. He's going to take a lot of blame. And, you know, there's a lot to criticize with his offensive play calling, too. I mean, they came out on the first series and drove the ball right down the field, largely running the football and running it very effectively against a Raiders defense that had not been able to stop the run all year. Seemed like a pretty sensible plan, and it gets them a 7-0 lead, something they really hadn't had this year. They had really never jumped out to a lead where they were in the position where they could run the ball. And here they had it, and then they got away from it. Their very next possession, they came out, next thing you know, Hurts is back in the shotgun, and he's running around, and there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to what they're doing. And, you know, I get to a 3rd and 13, and the ball gets batted back by a defensive end who's rushing the quarterback because he knows you can't do anything else in that situation. And you're sort of saying, well, gee, what are you? Well, I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, you came into this with a plan that worked, and then you just sort of put it in your back pocket. So you can criticize the head coach, but I think, I think you're right. I think most of the fire is right now being directed at Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, because, I mean, he's been playing the same style of defense now all year, this really passive, soft zone, don't give up the big play kind of thing. And as a result, he's got all quarterbacks are just cutting his defense to pieces. You know, they're not hitting big plays on you, but they're just marching the ball right down the field. And every time teams get the ball, I mean, they're driving at 60, 70. And yesterday they had a 94-yard drive that just breaks your back. So, the criticism is not unwarranted.
The thing I look at, and there was one play in particular where finally he was uncomfortable, and I like Carr. He's having a good year, but he's a guy in the past that with the right pressure, he gets uncomfortable. I look at a batter, and if the pitcher, if he looks uncomfortable against a pitcher, that's the tell, you know? And with certain quarterbacks, Carr's one. He threw that interception. They were marching again. He was rolling out. A little bit of pressure. He was feeling it, threw it wide of the guy. Eagles interception. He's not a guy that should be able to – he's not Tom Brady. He's pretty good, but he shouldn't feel that comfortable just moving up and down the field on you.
Well, I mean, if he completes 31 out of 34.
Yes.
I mean, that's like Steph Curry shooting foul shots, you know? And it shouldn't be that easy for an NFL quarterback. And the thing about it was, I mean, beyond the statistics, every one of them was an easy throw. I mean, there wasn't like there was a single throw in there where he had to thread the needle, you know, or they talk about throwing the ball into a tight window, which is typically what you get in the NFL, where you have to squeeze the ball into a tiny little space between a couple of defenders. He was throwing the ball to guys that were 5 yards, you know, 5 yards, 10 yards in the open. I mean, it was an easy 31 for 34. You're not supposed to get those in the NFL. But, you know, the way the Eagles are playing defense now, you combine the soft zone coverage downfield with zero pass rush, I mean, every quarterback's going to look like Tom Brady.
Dom, I want to step in here real quick. Ahead, Ruben Frank had a great, great tweet after the game. He writes that in the Eagles' first 1,285 games, they allowed 8 quarterbacks to complete 80% of their passes. In the Eagles' last 5 games, they've allowed 4 quarterbacks to complete 80% of their passes. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, that is an unbelievable stat, Ray.
Oh, sure it is. I mean, I didn't have all the historical research at my fingertips when we signed on for the postgame show. But what I did do was I went back over the last 5 games when the Eagles were playing against you know, good, capable quarterbacks. I'm talking about Mahomes. I'm talking about Prescott, Brady, and Carr. I took Sam Darnold out of it because I don't think Sam Darnold's any good. But looking at the other 4 quarterbacks, and I added up their completion percentage against the Eagles' defense, and that's what I came up with. As the four of them, completing 83%.
Wow.
Of their passes. Now, Carr yesterday, 31 for 34, he hit 91% of his passes. So, yeah, I mean, and a lot of it is, you know, okay, Mahomes and Brady, and I mean, they're elite quarterbacks, and Prescott and Carr are certainly in the upper echelon, too. But they shouldn't be completing 83% of their passes, not in the NFL. But when you have no pass rush and you play that soft zone coverage, in the NFL, teams are just going to take advantage of that.
Ray, Detroit coming up, and I know, you know, people starting to count that. That looks like a layup. I don't like Goff even a little bit. Shocking to me. He was the number one pick, and they look to be in disarray, but they're playing a little bit better. They looked decent yesterday. So what did the Eagles have to do against Detroit?
Well, you're right. I mean, this is I was very curious. We were talking on the set among ourselves. Do you think the Eagles are even going to be favored in this game? I mean, could they possibly be underdogs to a winless team? So then, when I got home, I went online and I saw they are favored. They're favored by anywhere from 3 to 3.5. But the fact that it's even that close sort of tells you what people are thinking about the Eagles right now. Yeah, the Lions aren't very good, but the one thing that I will say about the Lions is that at least they're playing hard. I mean, if you look in their games, they've had one game where they got blown out, but every other game. Two of them, they got beat on field goals at the gun. Yesterday, they played a good Rams team, really tough for 3 quarters, and then it got away from them at the end. But at least you get the feeling that they're competitive. At least they're fighting. And right now, I'm not so sure the Eagles are. And
to that point, Dan made me ask it. I have to bite my tongue to ask this. Would you be open to the idea of losing to the Lions for draft positioning? I never would be. I don't care if we're 0-16, but what do you say?
No, I would never do that. I mean, I hate it. Please let's not go back to the process again. You know, I mean, I hate it. I so hate it those Sam Hinkie years, because to me it's just anathema in any sport, whether you're in high school, college, or the pros, to play not to win. I mean, the object to play in the game is to win. So no, I want to win. I want to win every game. At this point, I'm not ready to start swapping losses for draft position. Besides, the way the Eagles draft, I'm not so sure whether you're drafting first or 30th matters.
Well put. And, Ray, we have to start next week. We'll be getting close. If you're on with us next week to Christmas. But, boy, we should get the whole Didinger library as Christmas gifts lined up. Maybe people should order now due to supply chains and all that stuff. The memoir is the most recent book, right? And if you're a wrestling fan, they're finished business. There's a lot in there on the real inside of wrestling that I don't think anybody else captures it in quite the way that you do.
Yeah, thanks. That's funny. The people that have read the book, I mean, they knew picking it up that there was going to be a lot of football in there, which there is, and there was going to be, you know, Mike Schmidt and the Phillies World Series and the Broad Street Bullies and all of that. Dr. J, that there's all of that. But there's a chapter in there that's about my year of traveling the wrestling circuit and trying to get inside that wacky world of professional wrestling. It was a very interesting 8 months of my life. And I put it in the book, and it's one of the things that people say to me, I never knew that you wrote about wrestling. Well, yeah, I did.
Finish business. That's the first we'll mention. Great Christmas gift, as always. Ray, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on today.
Always a pleasure, Dom. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Ray Didinger here. Preposterous, he says. That Dan's getting hit by the Philadelphia Inquirer by Ray Didinger. My God, suggesting losing in purpose of football.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.